Hello and greetings, everybody. Another day has slipped into eternity, Sister Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never get this one back.
No, but I think we did our best to redeem it.
I think so. I hope you're all having a good day. I think we did a good job today. We had a quiet day. We got some things done in the morning. And then later in the afternoon, we went out and we flew some gospel signs on a busy street. And we got to hand out some gospel cards. Sister Amen, anything you want to talk about there? I got a couple of meaningful things I want to talk about when we stood out with gospel signs today. Anything stand out to you?
Yeah, there was a homeless-looking man on a bicycle. And yep. I say that just because the way he was dressed really uniquely.
Right, yep.
And I asked him if he wanted a gospel card, and he said, no, no, thank you. He said he knows Jesus, but he feels guilty for what he's not doing or something like that.
Yeah, he said he's living in sin.
Yeah. And then it's interesting because here's this man, the lowly in the eyes of society, admitting his sin and his guilt. And then not long later, a bus stops and a man with a nice, clean, white polo shirt gets
off. Yeah, looked like a businessman.
Yep. I said, would you like a gospel card? How to find eternal life? He said, I already know, but I'll take that anyway. And then he just kind of walked off.
Yep.
And you see the contrast of the two there. One admits his sin. The other one just says, I know. He did take the gospel card, though, so hopefully he reads it. He seemed a little distracted.
Yeah, and then I was making a video to post, and a man and a woman walked by, and the man listened to me. They were kind of a homeless drifter-looking type of people. We're in an area where there's a lot of homeless.
A lot
of homeless and drifters down here in Florida. But he listened, and she didn't. She kind of mocked a little bit. But he listened, and he thanked me, and he looked really intent. They ended up getting on that bus. And then I found it interesting. There was another man, rough-looking guy, on a bike, and Sister Amen offered him a gospel card, and then I preached the gospel to him, and he looked at me very intently, and he listened, and he paid attention. And then I said, let me know if I could ever help you. There's a narrow path. You must come out of the world. And he looked at me and he said, thank you very much, sir. And he went on his way. And right after that, some Anabaptist women were driving by. And I called out to them and said, hey, have your dads or your elders reach out to me. Because Sister Amen gave two of them a gospel card. And they didn't have nothing to say to us. And they flew by. And not long after that, some Anabaptist men came walking by and riding by in bikes. They have nothing to say. They don't stop. They don't talk about the gospel. They don't talk about Christ. They just fly by on bikes and ignore you. The worldly people thank you when you tell them about Jesus.
Yeah, how about that? It was a really short man that came over.
Yep.
He was walking across the street, and I asked him if he wanted a gospel card. He held up his finger, and he went to press the crossing button. He walked over, and he got the gospel card because we don't like to like walk up to people and approach them and stuff. And I think he might have been a Mexican because I told him what it was, and he kind of looked at me funny. And so all I said was, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. Because I figure most of them know Jesus.
Right, yeah.
Or the name.
Jesus.
Yeah, so I say that. And then he kind of nodded and he took the card and he walked away.
Yeah.
So hopefully,
I'm sure he knows somebody who speaks English can read it to him.
Oh,
or
it
speaks Spanish that can read it to
him. Yeah. So whatever. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, so we got to fly signs. It was awesome. Thousands of people got to see the gospel, and
it was busy there.
We'll have a post tomorrow to put up on that, flying signs in the town we're in, and we love to do that. Sometimes the best witnessing is just stand alongside a street and not even go into a big event or anything, and you just reach people in their everyday life as they're just walking by. A lot of times people are distracted when they're at events. People just walking by on a street, maybe they're going to work, coming home from work, just out taking a walk. And God puts us right in front of them. Oh, I gave a gospel to a young man on a bicycle. And he looked at it and he said, thank you very much. And I said, if you have any questions, let me know. And he looked at it really intently. He said, thanks a lot. And he put it in his pocket and he rode off.
Yeah, there's another one. A woman came across the street about the same time as, I think, a man. And you were talking to him or whatever. She just came one way. Maybe you were giving him the card then. She went by me and took one.
Yeah. And then we always get the usual mockers. And today we had a lady, a young girl, in a car, howling like a dog, and she wouldn't stop.
Well, I know. I'll tell you what, the stoplights here where we're at in the busy area, you sit at the stoplight for a long, long time.
Yeah, you sit there for like four minutes.
She did it the whole entire time.
She was like, woo, 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 howling. And when she started driving off, I said, you can repent of demons like that. Turn, seek after God.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people start barking.
Yeah, we get a lot of people that bark and make howling sounds like dogs. So they're like, well, Peter says they're like brute beasts if they are involved in the demonic world. like brute beasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a good day.
Another thing I was thinking about, maybe we've said it before, but it's worth repeating. You know, you might drive by someplace and, yep, there's lots of cars and stuff, and you think, well, I wonder if there'll ever be anybody walking by.
Yeah.
Until you stop.
Right.
You got to stop and just get on the street.
True.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody comes walking. And then another one. Not a whole bunch, but enough people. So.
Yeah, that's true. You drive by a street and it doesn't look like much traffic. You stop and 10 people walk by in 5 minutes. So.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and that's all you're looking for.
Yeah, even if one.
Yeah.
If there was only one and they took the gospel, that might be the one.
And we promised this year we were going to do more and more and more street ministry that way. And so we're going to try.
Love it.
Yeah, breaking out to do that more and more and more. Even if it takes a little bit of us offline, we're going to do more street ministry down here this year along with our event. So we're off to a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. That's awesome. Amen.
What else is on your mind today, Sister Amen?
Well, speaking of that, on the way here, we're on the highway. The one side of the highway was backed up for miles and miles and miles and miles. And I was like, wow, I'm glad we're not on there. And I looked at our map and I thought, well, hey, maybe we'll take this exit and cut down to a place we were going to go because we've been that way before. And it was horrendously busy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was so busy. But it turned out to be a good thing because we drove through this shopping center plaza area where everybody kind of has to just slow way down. Three lanes of traffic both ways going around these circles and then going straight and going around a circle. Sidewalks on the side. So guess where we're going?
Yeah, well, let me tell the story. So we saw it and we thought, I wonder if they own all these sidewalks or if these are public spaces. So we didn't know. And I said, I'll have to call the police. Well, I went to stop and get gas, gas and ice and water at a gas station. And a cop pulled up, county cop.
Uh-huh.
And we saw the cops patrolling the area on horses, which was kind of weird. But
yeah,
anyway,
strange, yeah.
So I went in and asked him and he said, oh, no. He goes, those are public sidewalks, unless it's close to like a restaurant somewhere down by their tables and stuff. But he said, walking right by, he said, those are all public sidewalks. You can use them. So we're going to go find a place to park. And I think probably like Christmas, their Christmas Eve holiday,
yeah.
I think we're going to go and stand out there with gospel signs and see if anybody wants to stop and talk about the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. And the police officer got the gospel as well today.
Nice.
Thanked him for his service.
Yeah.
What else on your mind today, Sister Amen?
Well, I've been kind of pondering what you talked about today about walking more in the spirit, not in the flesh, in relationships and things like that. And you talked about doing a teaching on that. So I've just been kind of thinking about that today.
Yeah, this hinges off of, we focused a lot last week on getting the flesh out of parent-child relationships. And now we're kind of focusing on getting the flesh out of all of our adult relationships, and we're talking about Christians here.
Yeah.
And not walking too much in the flesh, but walking in the spirit and in the word of God and the ways of God.
Right. Yeah, that'll be a good study then.
So what were you thinking about?
Well, just pondering the whole concept, and always when I examine myself, I look at the past, I look at the present, I look at how I would deal with things in the future, and just kind of examine every aspect of it, and maybe not knowing the fullness of it until you start digging into it and looking at it and making yourself aware with eyes to see. So then going forward, you know, you're walking, was that word circumspectly or if that word fits.
Yeah. And I'll just give you a good example. One small example, like there's nothing wrong with looking forward to seeing brothers and sisters. That's awesome. I think a lot of people look forward to seeing their brothers and sisters because of the flesh. We've met a lot of people and it's like, they love to cook together. They love to go food shopping together. They love to sit and talk together, not necessarily about the things of God.
Or hang out and cutting wood together.
It ends up being a lot of flesh. And there's nothing wrong and sinful about it.
No.
But if it's too much, then it becomes too fleshly. And it should be, you want to be around your brothers and sisters because it's glorifying to God. You get in the word. You edify each other in scriptures. You encourage each other. It should be a little bit of the flesh. Hey, hug you. Good to see you. Let's talk about the word of God, not hug you, sit down, talk, do this, do that, and not being right about the things of God. I think the Bible is very clear. The saints were all about the things of God.
Right. Yeah. Not like we're seeing an issue or anything. It's just something good to teach people.
We've seen it a lot of the churchianity places.
Oh, yeah.
We see it with a lot of people that want to unite to us. And we want to make sure that our body and the people we're united to, that we never fall into that trap. So we're just going to do a teaching on it. And keep everybody on guard to make sure that you're not leaning in with your flesh, but you're loving the saints, but always walking in the spirit.
Right, yeah, because we see Well, look at the Anabaptists.
Oh, yeah.
They're all inward focused.
Yeah.
Obviously, because they don't have a biblical gospel. But
they live communally. And
They only love themselves.
Yep.
And not saying that our body does that either, but or we don't.
Right.
But it's just a good thing for maybe people who are seeking and seeing through that.
Yeah.
And they want it more biblically based, which is what the...
Yeah, I remember a long time ago we talked about this when we first became believers and we knew some house church people that we were gathering with for a while. A big deal was the meal and cooking and all this food and all this stuff. And that was way too big of a deal versus getting into the Word. We got into the Word, but there was a lot of big deal made about food and, you know, all this and all that. And we said, no, 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 we don't want that. We want to strip that way down. Make the meal simple, get into the Word, make it more about the Spirit.
Right, yeah, and so as we go through all the things we do, we just kind of examine it, and a good teaching just comes up.
Yeah.
So that's good.
And everybody can test themselves to it.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love being tested and testing myself.
What else today, Sister Amini, are you thinking about?
Well, we talked about doing some scripture readings.
You and I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got a word that we're going to do a reading on.
Yeah.
Preached, but did you have any other thoughts before we start that?
No, I figured you probably did.
I did a teaching. Maybe you got some thoughts on this. I did a teaching. We gathered online. I did a teaching on autonomy. You heard it. What do you think?
I think everything you said in there obviously was biblical and right.
It's on the Ecclesia page. Check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, we see that everybody in our past that we knew wants autonomy. They
autonomy
want to do their own thing.
Means self-rule. You want to rule yourself and not have God have every aspect of your life.
Yeah, and one thing I was thinking about is, like, people getting all their tattoos and their piercings and stuff. It's
rebellion.
Like it's a major rebellion and autonomy. I will do what I want with the... It's not the temple of the Holy Spirit for them because they don't have the
my
Holy
life,
Spirit.
My life, my body, my way.
Yep, exactly. I know you were talking about the abortion woman.
Yep.
And then you just go look at the destruction of the creation that God created, elevated above the animals and everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a way man chooses, and it always leads to death.
It does.
God says, lay down your will and choose my ways.
Yeah, you can't hold one thing.
Right.
Not even one. What's it? Yeah. What's worth losing your soul? Like that woman I talked to at when we were in the marketplace the other day, and I told her she needed to examine herself and make sure she's not going to hold on one thing and gain the whole world and lose her soul. And she said, people, her family.
Yeah.
Is the one thing that's hard to let go of.
Oh, yeah.
I said, you can't take them out with you, so why would you want to stay with them now? That would be autonomy. I want everything of God, but not that.
Yeah, yeah. We were at the Super Bowl one year, and I met this man, and he was a really nice man, and he came up to me, total full-blown NFL jersey, a bunch of bracelets with footballs hanging around his neck, just all decked out in NFL stuff. And he's like, amen, preacher, I love Jesus. And I said, come here. Started talking to him. And he agreed with me about everything, that he loved God, the churches were wrong. And I said, can I ask you? I said, what are you doing here? He goes, I'm watching football. And I said, is football of God, especially the NFL and the Super Bowl? He goes, well, no, maybe not. He goes, I get your point. And I said, you need to repent and turn from that. I said, he's claiming to be born again. I said, if you're born of God, you got to live holy and righteous and come out of that. And he looked at me and he goes, oh, man, he goes, I love football. He goes, I could never give up football. And he turned around and he walked away sad because I told him he has to leave football because it's a friend of the world.
Yeah, his face dropped.
His face dropped and he's like, well, I never heard that before. I said, well, the pastor's enough for lying to you. I said, you can't be of the world and love this. You got to repent, be born again, come out of the world in all those ways. He wanted autonomy. He wanted the Jesus that allows him to have the football.
Yeah.
Yeah, so autonomy. Check out that teaching. It'll bless you. Autonomy is, you'll see it all over the place, maybe in your life too. Root it out if it's there.
Ooh,
it's a cancer that will destroy you.
It is.
All right, so we got our word today. We got a theme. Ready? Preach.
Hey, it goes along with what we're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to do tomorrow. We'll talk about that at the end. So the word preach in the New Testament, we're going to read old and new verses. The word preach in the New Testament means not a guy in a wooden box, not a guy on Sunday morning. It means public crier, someone that goes into the world and lifts up and proclaims the word of God. Jesus said, what I tell you in secret, say it on top of the rooftops, the word preach. That's why we go do it. And the Bible says in Romans, Paul said, how will they hear without a preacher?
Amen.
So let's read some verses on preaching. I'll go first. Psalm 40, verse 9. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. Preaching righteousness. I love that. Your turn.
I have Matthew 10:27, what you just said. What I tell you in the darkness, that speak ye in light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops.
You preach on the housetop, that means you should probably preach it standing out in the street.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes 12:8-10. Vanity of vanity, said the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, that and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. That's what I want to do. I want to preach the words of truth.
Amen. And I want to do that too and hear them.
Amen.
Matthew 11:5. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Poor in spirit too, right?
Yeah, amen.
How about this one? Isaiah 61:1. Ready? The Spirit of God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Yeah, when it talks about proclaim liberty to the captives, that's people that say, man, I'm dead in my sins, and I'm a prisoner to it. How could I ever be set free? And we go, oh, we got a message for you. Mm-hmm. Christ came. If you'll repent, he'll give you the Spirit. You can defeat that sin and not have to live in it.
Amen.
Those are the people that want to leave their sin.
Right.
If you want to live in your sin, they want to leave their sin. If you want to live in your sin, the gospel's not for you other than to condemn you one day.
Makes me think of that guy saying he's guilty.
Amen.
Feeling guilty.
Yeah.
I hope he repents.
Yeah.
I hope he has a repentance worthy. Tears meet for repentance, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Works worthy and meet for repentance.
Yeah. I messed that one up, I think. Acts 5:42, and daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ.
Ooh, teach and preach Christ. Mm-hmm. How about this one? Jonah 3:2, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it, preaching that I bid thee.
Yeah.
Jonah was called to go preach. He had autonomy. He didn't want to go and do it.
I was just going to say, he was pretty rebellious.
Yep.
God had mercy on him.
Yeah, he
did.
But he went and he finally did it.
Yeah, I don't know what ended up with him in the end. He was kind of rebellious in his heart afterwards.
Amen.
But yeah. Galatians 1:8. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
Yeah, accursed. Yeah, false gospels get you accursed.
Mm-hmm.
Or accursed. Titus 1:3. But hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God, our Savior. That's how God's word goes forth to the world that doesn't know it. We preach it so people will hear it and they be affected by it.
Amen. Ephesians 3:8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Unsearchable riches. I love that.
Yeah.
Unsearchable. It means don't even try to compare them. They're too vast. They're too depth. You can't even do it.
Right.
2 Peter 2:5. And spare not the old world, but save Noah, an eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. That's what I want to be. Bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
Noah was a preacher of righteousness. That's what we go to do. We preach the righteousness of Christ and call people to repentance.
2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine.
The doctrine, the instructions on how to live after Christ. I like that, preach in season. I think it's our season to be preaching, Sister Emma.
I think so.
I got one more. Revelation 14:6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Yeah, God's going to have his angels finish off the preaching. Man's been preaching for 2,000 years. When this tribulation happens, it's going to get so nasty that God's going to have his angels finish off the preaching before he comes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome to think about.
And I have one more.
Yep.
Colossians 1:23. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister.
Yeah, so those verses I'm preaching, I've got an article on the teaching blog called Why We Preach, Lift Up Your Voice, I think it's called. You don't even have to wonder why we do it. Go look it up in the Bible. He tells us to go. He tells us to preach. He tells us to publicly lift up our voices. He tells us to tell the good news, to warn people, to set captives free. Yeah, call people to repentance. That's why we go and do this. We're not doing this. We're not making this up. He's commanded that we go and we do it.
Right.
Yeah.
I have another thought.
What's that?
Well.
Is it a good thought?
Oh, yeah.
About the word
definitely.
Of God?
Yeah. Let's see how God's timing and how it works here. So this morning, before we headed out to go fly signs this afternoon, I went in the store and I saw a big pallet of pineapples and they were $1 a piece.
No, nice.
So I grabbed a couple of them.
Pallet of pineapples. I like that.
Yeah. I grabbed a couple and then I sent a message to sister and I told her, I said, you should come over here and get some of these because they were working on their van at a park not too far away. And before we headed out, I sent that to her and said, you should get some. She said, I think I need to go to Walmart anyway. Well, later on, she sent a message and said that she got some pineapples and she got to witness right there, too.
Pineapple preaching.
Yeah. So how perfect is the pineapple preaching?
Yeah.
Pineapples on the pallet preaching, if you want to put it that way. Praise God.
We got 3 P's for street preaching. That's a whole bunch of more P's.
It is.
Pineapple preaching on a pallet.
And praise
it was perfect.
God for his perfect timing. You just said it. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Well, when you're always ready to speak the good news, you get the chance to speak the good news a lot.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Anything else today, Sister Amen?
Oh, I have a scripture verse.
Read us your scripture verse.
It's a simple one. 1 Peter 3:11. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it.
I like that. Seeking peace. And I know the Prince of Peace, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. That's where we're going to leave it. Tomorrow morning, if the Lord gives it to us, we're headed to a big farmer's market. It's a big couple block long, thousands of people there.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to go and we're going to lift up our voices and we're going to hold our gospel signs and we're going to hand out gospel cards. And hopefully there'll be at least one seeker with eyes to see, ears to hear. That'd be great if there's one. And if not, we're still going for the glory of God.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And we're going to be obedient. We're going to be faithful because God has called us. Ready? I always teach men this so they don't get encouraged. God has never called you to be successful with people because you can't control what people do with the truth you tell them. God has always called us to be, what's this, Draman?
Faithful.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go be faithful tomorrow. We're going to go preach the gospel at a fair. And then we got some other things this weekend for this Christmas pagan holiday that we're going to stand out. If the weather holds, it looks like some rain might be coming in, but we'll check that all out and see.
And if we get the days.
Yeah, and if we get the days.
Mm-hmm.
We plan, and then we say, Lord, if you will, we will do this or that, like James says.
I always say, well, this is what we plan, but let's see what really happens.
Amen, amen. All right, so we're going to leave it right there. I do have a question to all you listening. Ready, Sister Emma?
Is it for me too?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Mostly for the people listening. I know you fall under this. Do you really hear and obey the preaching of the Word of God? A lot of people hear it, but they don't obey it. A lot of people don't hear it. It's a good question. Do you hear it and do you obey the preaching of the Word of God? Or is the preaching of Christ crucified, is it foolishness to you? Something to ponder.
Not to me.
I know. I know it's not to you. Mm-hmm. So the people listening, is it foolishness to you? And how do you know it's not foolishness? You take it serious. You seek it. You do it. You follow it. You obey it. You crave it. You live it. Then you know it's not foolishness. But if it's foolishness to you, you go, maybe later. Maybe some other time.
And it also pours out of you.
Yeah, amen. You want to tell people. That's
love
the fruit
that.
Of the Spirit.
Oh, that's definitely one, yeah.
All right, we love you all. We're going to leave it right there. Go out, repent, obey the gospel. Check out the gospel, don'tperish.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check out what we posted on the Ecclesia page, and we will have some street preaching, if the Lord gives us today, to post tomorrow to edify, and maybe some good stories from the gospel road.
Let's see.
Go out, obey the gospel. We're here to help you.
May God be praised.
Love you all.